Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Kenneth.
So Bleacher Report came out with an article that kind of caught my eye this morning. 2024 NFL Draft. 10 predictions with under a month to go because, fellas, we are under a month away from the NFL Draft.
Okay.
Are you ready for downtown Detroit?
No.
Yes! I don't think downtown Detroit is ready. Arizona Cardinals will trade their fourth pick, moving them up in the market for guys for one of the quarterbacks or maybe even Marvin Harrison Jr.
I think if Minnesota's really giving you pick 11 and pick 23 to move up and you're Arizona, you've reinvested in Kyler, the question becomes, is Marvin Harrison worth turning down 11 and 23? Now, look, if Marvin Harrison and Rico, I know you love him. If he's that dude, if he's going to be Justin Jefferson, my answer is no. It's not worth moving out of that spot. I think they would end up doing it. That's a great haul if you can get two first-round picks and still get, essentially, because you're not in the QB market,
right,
a top 10 player at 11.
See, I think that I like Marvin, but I think you can get the same out of Neighbors. I think you can get the same out of Adunze. So, yeah, you're going to gamble a little bit, pretty much the consensus.
Sounds right. I mean, you're talking possibly four quarterbacks in the top eight, two wide receivers with Harrison and Neighbors, maybe three if it's Harrison, Neighbors, and Adunze, Joe Alt from Notre Dame. Yeah, I can go with Dallas Turner today. Yeah.
It's Jared versus Dallas Turner, Quinion Mitchell, and Terrion Arnold is who they have coming out as those four picks.
Amazing, too, by the way, that Jared versus you've seen everywhere from 8th to 30th. Huge variance there.
The Chicago Bears will trade down from pick number 9.
I'm going to disagree with that. Look, they get Caleb, and at number 9, I think your job is to get either Harrison, Neighbors, or Adunze. Now, if they're not there, doesn't Brock Bowers make a ton of sense for the Bears? Don't you give your quarterback a weapon?
It does, unless all of this, we're moving up to get a QB at 4, doesn't pan out.
And now, okay,
if you're Minnesota, all right, well, I only got to move up 9, and I just move up 2 spots. I'll give you these 2 picks. If you're Chicago, you could still get Bowers at 11, and you pick up an extra pick for your young QB. So you can get an O-lineman.
Their reasoning is if 4 quarterbacks and offense go really early in the draft, which we think it'll go, it'll push more premier players a little bit further back, which will allow Chicago to do that. You brought up Brock Bowers. This is a guy that they're saying will fall to the back half of the first round.
Why? Why is Brock Bowers the guy getting slandered right now? I understand he had the rubber band surgery on the ankle. He came back to play. This isn't a knee. He didn't break his spine. There's no off-field issues. Why is the shine off of Bowers, Kenny? What are we missing? You're the Georgia insider.
I don't know why the shine's coming off. I think he's a top 10 pick. That's not just me being biased. He might be at number 10 or number 9, but he is a top 10 pick in my eyes. They're saying a lot of defense will be drafted after the quarterback and potential wide receiver frenzy.
And I think that for multiple reasons. One, for every guy that you see gets artificially inflated, somebody has to fall. It's random. It doesn't make any sense. And that they're going to look at Brock Bowers as a luxury position, something not necessarily needed. So if you're in the top half of the draft, you need somebody who can come out there and help you win Whereas if you get that tight end slash receiver, this is how good teams stay good teams, because he's going to slide all the way down there, and now he's going to end up with a good team. And I'm like, well, geez, how did the Chiefs end up with him to replace Kelce? Well, that's how.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here's a spicy one, potentially. Bo Nix won't be a first-round pick.
I got a hard time believing it, because I don't see how a team like Denver or Vegas, or the Giants walks out of this draft without a QB. Let's say JJ does go ahead of the Giants. Now the Giants have no quarterback to take. Bo Nix and the Broncos has become a thing. Bo Nix, if he were there in the late first, does he become a trade-up candidate for a team like the Giants? I'll say he goes in the first round.
I think he goes in the first round because it makes sense that he could slide to the second round. Because after the first three teams take their quarterbacks, you now know Chicago's not going to take one. Washington, like all these other teams aren't taking one. Carolina's not taking a QB. So in theory, the Giants could take a quarterback in the second round. But once, if you take them in the second round, you lose a year of control. So I do think that somebody's going to trade up just to get that fifth year, just in case he's all that. He becomes like Lamar, where you got him late in the draft, but he's really good.
No running backs will be selected in the top 50.
I'm going to say it on principle. I agree. But it's also a lousy class of running backs. It is.
Who is the best back?
That's
good.
There's nothing I care about in this group at all. I think these are all third and fourth round picks.
Their logic is a lot of teams around the league have filled their running back needs through free agency and in the offseason, so running backs are not becoming as important in this league as they once were.
I'm going to say, yeah, there's not that guy. There's no Bijan out there. There's no Jahmyr Gibbs. I think that's correct. They'll probably go in the third, fourth round.
Well, Rico, you can hang out with Michael Penix Jr. because apparently he's going to be a Los Angeles Ram.
Oh, what, replacing Stafford?
Yes.
Backing up Stafford?
An understudy.
See, I don't see that one.
If you're drafting him, you got to draft him to play, Kenny. He's old.
I don't think that you could do the draft and stash if you're the Rams, because it's not like Stafford's telling you, I only have 1 year left and then I'm retiring. I think Stafford thinks he's probably got another 3-4 years left. That would be like the Lions taking a quarterback behind Jared Goff, and no team would do that, right?
It says here Stafford is 36 and has some serious injuries on his own resume, and Garoppolo has proved that his best role is a backup. So you'd be essentially drafting him to replace Garoppolo and probably Stafford.
See, with the Raiders, with the Vikings, and with Denver, I think he
$1 first deposit required. Bonus issued. Normal trouble bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. You got a gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.